Technical Sergeant Evan Hyde here again. Today is day three since I woke up here. Yesterday's recording was day two. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. But my first day here, I was so busy trying to figure out what the heck is going on, and I didn't even remember about this little recorder that I had hidden in my inner jacket pocket until yesterday. But hopefully I can record some sort of, like I mentioned yesterday, some sort of a diary entry every few days or so. What I need to do, though, is just treat this battery life like I would food, you know, and just ration it as much as I can. Oh, and speaking of food, I think I'm doing pretty good here. In boot camp, in my survival training, we were taught how to ration food and live off of those god-awful MREs, but this morning I found a supermarket, and it was like heaven. I was so happy to see that place. It's funny, though, how limited you are with raw food and no easy way to cook anything. And there's no way I'm touching anything from the meat department. That whole area back there, it just smells like hell. I imagine everything perishable pretty much ruined by now, which also leads me to believe that I've been out for quite a while. But anyway, I was able to grab some canned peaches and some chips and just head on out. Yeah, I realized that I will need some real nutrition pretty soon, but wow, I loves me some canned peaches. I think that was my first real laugh since I woke up. I guess that's a good sign, huh? You know, I was thinking, too, maybe I should describe this area a little bit more for, I don't know, anyone who might be listening to this. So let's see. Seems like it's some sort of a rural, small town. I'd estimate probably it had a population of maybe a few hundred or so. And I only really base that number on the sparse houses and the stores that are around this whole area here. There are a few farms, and some of the farms have some tractors left unattended out in the middle of their fields. There's a corner supermarket, the one I mentioned, of course, and there's a liquor store, and over there's an auto insurance office, and it's all in this little mini mall, what seems to be on the main street crossroads. And from the looks of it, there's a streetlight there on those crossroads, and it looks like it's the only traffic light in this entire town. What do they call that? One horse town? Yeah, that just popped into my head, and I'm not even really sure what it means, but I think that would apply here. Although what's ironic about that is I don't even see any horses. So I guess you could call this a no horse town. There's also some little places down the road, like there's a gas station and some little offices, and what's weird is none of them have any kind of a sign out front. They're generic signs. Like the auto insurance place, it just says auto insurance. And, you know, the supermarket here, on the front here, it just says supermarket. But there's no, it's so, I don't know how to explain it. It seems so Mayberry. What's weird, though, is there's no street signs or highway signs either. Like, there's nothing that tells me the name of this little podunk town, or what streets I'm on, or if this is a highway, or what, or if there's a highway near. These are the kind of things that you would expect in a small town like this. I don't know. I'm sure I'll find some kind of a sign somewhere if I keep looking. I imagine they were just probably casualties of whatever destroyed everything around here. It's really peaceful out here, though. Well, I should say out there. I'm recording this inside the supermarket now just to cut down on the wind noise and all that. And this is probably where I'll just end up staying, at least for a while. There's an office upstairs. I'm guessing it used to be the store manager's office. It doesn't have a bed, but it does have this pretty slick leather couch that I slept on last night. Now, what I'm wondering is why in the hell would a grocery store manager need a leather couch in his office? I guess it doesn't matter, but I'm glad they did, because it's pretty comfy. I really wish I had some sort of a camera to capture all this destruction, though. It's just, it's amazing. And it's really surreal to look out at all of this and just combine the chaotic destruction with the peace and quiet. It's just so yin and yang. When I woke up 3 days ago, I was actually under a small fishing boat that was overturned. It seems like it sheltered me from whatever it was that happened here. Thank God. Most of the houses and shops in this area that I've been able to cover these last 3 days are either completely in rubble or halfway there. And luckily, the supermarket here seemed to survive without too much damage. So I'm really grateful for that. It's really strange. You know, natural destruction always amazes me because it seems so, I don't know, unnatural. It's like, okay, there's this house over here that I was looking at, and it literally looks like someone built it off-site, and then they brought it over here on this huge crane, completely intact still, and then they just dropped it right over there in the middle of a soybean field. I looked around a little bit for some sort of a foundation or a floor. I mean, there was nothing like that. It's like it just ripped it completely from the floor up, brought it over here, dropped it. It's just the craziest thing. And plus, you know, this fishing boat that I woke up under? Well, the bottom of it has some algae on it and water stains, as you would expect. But where's the water? Is there a lake nearby or a river or an ocean or something like that? I swear, the way Mother Nature invokes her fury, it's absolutely fascinating. So what else? Well, it's kind of warm here. I'd say maybe 60s, lower 70s during the day. And what trees are left, still intact, seem to have a few orange and red leaves on them. So I'm guessing it's probably fall. The humidity here is almost unbearable. So I'd imagine I'm either near a large body of water somewhere, or maybe in like a tropical region, like maybe the south of the U.S. For it to be this cozy during the fall, I know I've got to be in the south, or maybe Florida, somewhere around there, Georgia, I don't know. That's if I'm even in the United States, I guess. Who knows? I was trying to remember where it was I was last stationed before everything happened. And I can't even remember that, really. So who knows? I could even be close to where I was stationed. I could be, you know, maybe a couple miles from there. I'm certainly going to go and search around, though, for some more clues, because I need to find out something. But like I said, right now, I think I might be all right in the supermarket. I talked yesterday a little bit about the itinerary that I wanted to set up, and I admit I've slacked a little bit on that. Never really wrote anything down. Oh, that reminds me. I need to get some paper somewhere. Guess I better write that down before I forget, huh? There I go. Second laugh in like, what, 5-10 minutes? I guess that's a pretty good sign. Either I'm adapting well, or I'm just completely spiraling downward mentally. I guess sitting here talking to myself doesn't really help that either. You know, I actually have this strange sense of contentment as I sit here in this dark grocery store talking to myself. I wonder if that's because I don't remember much, and maybe my mind is just completely blank, or if it's just my natural instincts telling me that everything will be okay. That certainly doesn't seem like everything will be okay, I mean, on the surface at least. I'd imagine anyone else in this situation would be pulling their eyeballs out by now. Anyway, I'm set up on food, like I said. Shelter is no problem since I'm just staying in the supermarket here. But I still have yet to find another soul anywhere, or any sign of another soul anywhere. This is seriously just strange. Well, since I don't have anything exciting to report yet, I'm just rambling on here a little bit. I'm going to cut this entry short yet again, but I will keep you close by my trusty little MP3 recorder. If there are any interesting developments, you will be the first one to know. I promise. Sergeant Hyde out.